The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the Good Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final, offered some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Mike, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Bird's Eye View. On this Thursday morning, I'm feeling it. I don't really know why. I think I got 8 hours, but...
It was a late night.
It was a late night, but I should have gotten eight. I don't know. I was woken up by the truck that empties my apartment's dumpster, and I felt like asleep. I don't know. I'll wake up at some point. It's fine. I'm very nervous because the Pittsfield Volleyball League has not put up its Thursday open run sign up yet, and I will be devastated if that's not going on, because it usually does Thursday, and I missed Tuesday with all the snow, and obviously having to work, so that would be unfortunate if it was not happening today. Anyway, Jesse, Mike here talking. We had a lot happening the last few days. Making his glorious return.
Really just last
Henry, we got Henry back here wandering the studio.
Mm-hmm.
It has been... it's just been forever. He's, you know, who else is gonna provide such lucid insight?
Few.
Folks, it's down to eight. The quarterfinal round of the state basketball tournaments are upon us. And we had a lot of teams in the round of 16, and they have been whittled down to eight. The jury, boys and girls, are the top seeds in Division 5, and they both handled their business respectively. Drury boys almost hung 100 on Avon. Drury girls beat Ware Black and Blue, and they are both into the quarterfinal rounds. And we have been blessed because Hoosick Valley boys and girls both won their games, and now we have Drury versus Hoosick in the quarterfinal round. The winner gets a Final Four trophy, gets to go to the state semifinals. Awesome stuff to have a rivalry of that magnitude in a game of that magnitude. We'll talk about that in a second. The Pittsfield girls took care of business as well. They are into the quarterfinals for the second straight year. They will face North Reading, a team they have faced a lot. That's a 2-7 game. Pittsfield, the 2-seed. North Reading, the 7-seed. North Reading did actually beat Old Rochester, which is kind of funny if you know the history there. So PHS girls, that's on Friday. And then Lee Lennox, that was last night. Lee had a 10-point lead going to the fourth. Lennox come back for the ages to knock off Lee. Lee had swept Lennox in the regular season. And so Lennox gets the game that matters, and they move on to the quarterfinal round for the second straight year. They will be on the road in Hyannis at St. John Paul II. That's the 4-seed. Lennox is the 12-seed. Lee was the 5-seed. Monument Mountain boys, Mount Everett boys, they both lost on the road. Monument Mountain to West Bridgewater in the D4 tournament, Mount Everett to Holbrook in the D5 tournament. And Wakona hosted a doubleheader last night. The girls, the 5-seed in D4, took a tough loss to Cohasset at the 12-seed, 53-50, whereas the boys were the 8-seed, and they beat number 9 New Heights Charter, 60-54, so they are back into the quarterfinal round for the first time since the inaugural statewide tournament. So it has just been kind of a crazy few days of basketball. Really yesterday, just the snow backed everything up. So it went from having kind of a bit of a spread to everything at once. Let's see. Let's talk. Get some of the games out of the way with first. Monument Mountain, they upset Upper Cape Cod Tech, which was a real team. Like, it looked good. Monument did pull off the upset there. They couldn't pull off a second straight upset over number 4 West Bridgewater. Like I said, they lost close. So they should be, you know, we'll see what happens with their coaching situation, but they should be a very talented team next year. They're bringing a lot back. Mount Everett boys the Holbrook is a 2,000-point scorer. Kind of think it is what it is. It's a very tough team.
Looked like it was a 1-point game entering the fourth quarter.
Just ran out of juice.
Yeah, it looked like it was like 44-43. So, yeah, Mont Everett, I guess, would have only scored 5 points in the fourth quarter. Something like that. But have not seen full details from that.
Also, kind of, their first real run in states. So, I expect big things for them next year. A lot of their starters will be back. So, I think that the sky is very bright for the Eagles in the future. Pittsfield girls, they handled business against Tewksbury. And they are back in the quarterfinal round. First year of the statewide tournament. Pittsfield hosted North Reading, lost at home. The third year of the statewide tournament, Pittsfield hosted North Reading again in the first round, lost at home. Fourth year, so that was last year, Pittsfield did host North Reading in the second round, and they won. So they kind of got over that hump. But this is a very, very good North Reading team. Both teams, at least ratings-wise, are as good as they've been. And so it will be very interesting to see if North Reading is like they have been in the past. They're also a full-court press team, so how PHS kind of matches up with that. Another team that's small, very, very fast, active hands. PHS doesn't really have to play a team that plays like that, certainly not with their level of athleticism. And so it'll be really interesting to see how they kind of handle that. 2 years ago, they did not do well. Last year, they did very well. And so this year, whereas last year PHS had all the enthusiasm, incentive, they wanted the revenge, and this year North Reading will want the revenge. And PHS is looking to get its second straight Final Four trophy. That game's Friday at 6 o'clock. Should be very, very interesting. But they have certainly been playing well since the tough Western Mass Final loss. And Wacona girls, a tough loss to Cohasset. I feel like this is kind of been an odd season for Wacona.
I guess, yeah. So they switched leagues a little bit, and kind of wound up.
They stayed in the same league. The people around them changed.
So their league did change. And yeah, they just kind of They never seemed to find a groove or anything during the season. We never kind of saw them reeling off a ton of wins. But I saw them in the round of 32 when they looked perfectly fine. It's just the competition level wasn't there.
Yeah. When I think back on it, I'm like, did they ever have a truly marquee win?
I don't.
They got swept by Drury. They got swept by South Hadley. They got swept by Frontier. It's kind of like they didn't have any. They got beat by Pittsfield. Yeah, they didn't have any standout victories.
Anyway. Yeah, like they beat Lee. They beat Hoosick. They played that extra non-playoff game. Beat Southwick, but they were playing good basketball towards the end. And this was like obviously they played a good team and they lost by three. So had two chances to tie it at the buzzer, but. Just kind of a missed opportunity somewhat where you have this high-level scorer who's graduating. It's still a strong program, still kind of one of the standard bearers of Berkshire County basketball. And, who knows what will happen moving forward with them. But they do have plenty, I believe, coming back.
They'll have a good deal coming back, but they'll also need to adjust without Madison McCarthy being there. It'll be interesting to see what happens. In any case, Wacona boys did get a win. They had been kind of having a rough time in the state tournament the last few years, and they toughed it out against New Heights Charter, which is a very tall athletic team, and Wacona was playing. They packed the paint well, they defended well, and they got a win, and so now they are at number one overall Wareham. Wareham won the state title in 2023 and in 2024. Oh, what's up, Henry? You can give me a juice packet? I want it. Thank you, buddy. You want it? You want it back? I think you used it all up. I'm going to toss it, and you're going to pick it up. Whoop! There we go. He didn't pick it up. Anyway, Yes, so Wareham was kind of rebuilding last year. Now they're back one seed. They certainly have the pedigree, and we will see what Wekona can do. They have to be on the road for that one.
I mean, similar. They're, I view them very similar to the Pittsfield girls, where they had the loss in the tournament, where it was like they honestly got upset. Like they lost a 2-7 match in the Western Mass tournament. Pittsfield was the one seed, lost in the final. We were just, kind of interested, but not quite sure how they would respond to that on both sides. Pittsfield, obviously, just beating up on teams that they're far, far better than. So you can take that as you will. Like, clearly, they're as you said, taking care of business. But I don't know that Pittsfield's been tested yet.
No, they have not.
Yeah, Wekona, I think, got tested and passed said test. They scheduled that extra game against a Monument team that was kind of in turmoil at the moment, beat the crap out of them, and then beat O'Brien by 20 on Saturday. So I was at the doubleheader on Saturday. And Jack Ducharme, since we could go back to that Drury loss that I believe knocked them out of the Berkshire League title race kind of deal.
Correct.
So he had 12 in that game. Then he went 19, 15, 18, 10 in that loss to Taconic, 22, 12, and then I think he had 18 last night, if I'm not mistaken. So he's kind of stepped it up and been
15 in the second half last night.
Yeah, so that's the guy. Like we kind of dummied out some preseason all Berkshire-y things and like who's coming back. And he was like on a first team bubble. As just like, you know, Wekona's top scorer from last year coming back from a 500 team.
I mean, up until recently, we were saying he's maybe a third teamer at best. Mm-hmm. And I think this has definitely been a you need your seniors to step up. He's a very good player. And I think in part he just wasn't aggressive enough on offense. He was not aggressive enough on offense. And he's kind of stepped that up. He's making more shots. He's just taking more shots. But yeah, you need your seniors to say, "Hey, I want to keep playing basketball." At a certain level, like they just need to go out and do that. He's been on a tear offensively for them, and he does a lot defensively, which is great. So now you have this two-way player who's really stepping up. And yeah, you know, it'll be interesting to see where Wekona can go. Once again, you know, playing the one seed. But yeah, I mean, we had high expectations for him coming into the season, and he wasn't necessarily meeting them. I think that's fair to say. And so now he's really taking it on, which is very impressive to see. We'll see what Wekona can do on the road against the one seed.
It depends. Yeah, we'll shooting try it because he's hit 5 threes and 4 threes in the two state tournament games. Obviously, both of those were at home. So he'll be in a unfamiliar gym on Saturday night. 3 hours ish from home, so we'll see how that goes.
And then who else? We said we mentioned Lee and Lennox, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can just bet like Jorge Bond.
Sorry, you're not talking about Lee and Lennox. You're talking about the Drury boys who just won last night against Avon.
Sure. Yes. More just the where Jorge is like putting himself right now in this kind of pantheon of guys. And I tried to kind of talk to him a little bit about it last night, but you don't want to like put this on a kid. But he put up 44 in a state tournament game.
That's the most points a Bersciani player has scored this year.
Yep. He matched his career high from a game last year, a regular season game. They blew out Lee. He had 44 at Lee. But to do that in a Drury uniform at Drury is kind of this like benchmark. And it's almost becoming a foregone conclusion that, you know, barring any injury, transfer, anything like that, he's going to elevate past some of these guys. His 44 put him 10th all time in Berkshire County, according to our list.
He's a junior.
1,436 points.
And to be clear, folks, he had like 30 points as an eighth grader, right? Like he this is not somebody who's playing 5-6 years, all right? He did not see the court as an eighth grader. He only saw it as a freshman, and mm-hmm. So it's like he has done this in 3 years.
Yep. And if he does exactly what he did this year, next year he the 44 this season put him at dead even 600 points. So another 600 next year puts him at over 2,000, which is a mark that two people have hit in Berkshire County, Samantha Herrick and then Gwendolyn Carpenter, the all-time leading. But the guy I wanted to ask him about was Scott McGuire, because I remember being back at the cage at UMass when Western Mass Finals would be there, and seeing Scott McGuire do these like crazy Herculean things. I had to go back and double check, because I was like, he had a 52-point game. Was that at the cage? That was not. I believe it was a tournament game, but I believe it was at home.
It was a semifinal game.
Semifinal. And then in the final, the 2020 final, so West heading into the COVID, about a week before everything shut down, Drury won the Western Mass title, went on. They did lose in the state semis before everything shut down, so they didn't get, you know, robbed of a state title or anything like that. But Scott McGuire had 45 at the cage in an overtime win over Bay State. That was just an absolutely insane overtime game. And Scott has 1,804 points. He is the all-time Drury leading scorer, number two all-time boys basketball for Berkshire County. Jorge passed Louis Gelati, another guy who had massive playoff performances for Drury, winning Western Mass titles. Next up would be Reese Reset, who has 1,456 points. Again, had some monster games and playoff games. Played a lot with Scott McGuire.
The other day, I was looking Hayden up Bird my story because I covered Louis Gelati when he when he got to 1,000 points. And I saw my old Twitter video of it, of the moment. And it's very, very funny because, you know, he's getting hugged by all his teammates and whatever. And there's this, like,
tiny.
There's this really small kid with, like, an oversized number 10 Drury jersey on who looks about 8 years old. Jorge would have been in eighth grade, but he just looked, you know, he looked 5 years younger than that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's giving Louis a big hug, and Louis gives him a hug, whatever. And it's like, yeah, that's Jorge Mon. And it's just so funny because, you know, he looks about 4.5 feet tall. Mm. And it's like, so he's going to grow up, and he is going to pass, you know, he's going to pass him. Like, you know, and Louis is the last Drury 1,000 point scorer. And it's just kind of wild to see that, to see the torch being passed like that. And the fact that the expectation now is essentially, you know, knock on wood, injuries, all that kind of stuff. But the expectation is he's going to hit 2,000 points.
Yep.
Which is insane. Like, no Berkshire County boy has ever done that. And it's very, like, very real possibility that he will break the all-time county scoring record. And it's almost going to be a disappointment if he doesn't, which is just kind of a wild thing to think, just given where he is now. And the fact that, yeah, he just dropped 44. And so it really is incredible the things he's doing. And, you know, not to defend Louis a little bit, because he played as an underclassman with, as you said, Scott McGuire and Reese Reset, and then he had 2 years of COVID. And so the fact that he got 1,300 points is kind of insane when you think about it, because when you're an underclassman, there's no shots going around because you have two, you know, if an 1,800 point scorer and a 1,400 point scorer, and then you got to deal with COVID when you're an upperclassman. And whereas Jorge's kind of just been able to be a legitimate offensive option all 3 years. That being said, there's being a legitimate offensive threat, and there's being, you know, whatever he is, which is like this, you know, one-man show who is capable of defending you on one end, grabbing a rebound, getting out in transition, and then scoring at the cup or kicking it out to an open shooter with eyes in the back of his head. And it's just kind of incredible to see the progress he has made the last year and a half on the court, to go from a 3-and-D shooter where if he's not hitting threes, he's not even giving you much defense, to, oh, hold up, this is like a guard who is legitimately capable of controlling the offense, to this kid is like going places. You know, he's dropping 44 in a game. He had a bad game where he scored 6 and he still dished out 10 assists and 8 rebounds. And, you know, he's averaging almost 30 points a game. And yeah, it's just kind of insane to see his growth. And if he keeps playing like he's playing and like he's capable of, Drury should be in Lowell. Like,
yeah,
that's the expectation.
I think, yeah, Huzik will be a very different challenge than what they faced in Avon.
We should talk about that after the break.
Okay, sure.
Keep him on the hooked. Stay right here. We'll talk about Drury Huzik, both matchups, after the break. Keep it locked on WTBR and WSBR.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PC TV Select is everywhere you need to be.
WTBR FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Sorry, Henry, you can't take a bite out of the dead cat. It's just a little bit, not quite edible. Folks, welcome back. Bird's Eye View here on 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield 88.1 WSBR. Lee, Jesse, and Mike. Got Hank is swarming around. We were just talking about the Jordy Boys and Jorge Bond, things he's doing. We have two excellent matchups in Division 5 on the boys' side. Number 1 Drury host, number 8 Hoosick Valley. On the girls' side in D5, number 1 Drury host, number 9 Hoosick Valley. Hoosick Valley girls pulled off the 8-9 upset of Granby, which is the Class D title. First Western Mass title winner in the new format since, you know, Hoosick lost in the semifinals. And Hoosick went to Granby and said, hey, you might have won it, but you didn't beat us, so your title means nothing. And they beat Granby on the road, and now we have Hoosick Drury number 3. Both Drury teams swept Hoosick in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
And so this will be fascinating to watch. Because on the boys' side, they played in the round of 16 last year, and Drury won at home in a nail-biter. And on the girls' side, they haven't met in the States. And so the Drury girls have never gotten the Final Four trophy, never made it this far. They missed out on the quarterfinals last year. They were upset at home by Lee. And this is the time. Like, you know, this is where they can say to the state, we're here. We're legitimate. You know, as rough a regular season as Hoosick Valley has had, you know, they don't win a Western Mass title, they are still Hoosick Valley. And if you don't put them in a grave, they're coming back up. You know, they're rising from the dead. And here they are in the state tournament, and they're saying, we're winning. We're going to beat you. And so for Drury, you know, this is the opportunity that you've wanted to say, look, we are the new girls team in Berkshire County. Your time is done. You know, we are the one who's going to the state semifinal now. We want that first trophy. We beat you twice. We're going to do it again, and we're going to show everybody that we're a legitimate power. What?
I say, this would be another Dylan reference. It popped up on whatever reel, whatever recently, but the Breaking Bad, the I am the danger quote is what Drury wants to say here.
You are not the Blue Devil. I am the Blue Devil.
I am the danger in D5.
You walk into a gym and you think you have good defense. No, I hold teams under 25.
I loved, there was a quote from John Frederick in Saturday's, the story coming out of Saturday's round of
32
win, which was essentially we had the dud of all duds in the Western Mass semifinal, which was a loss to Pioneer Valley Christian Academy, who went on to lose to Granby in the Western Mass Class D final. And I was at that game, the Hoosick PVCA, and I was like, that's the most apt quote I've ever seen in my life, because that game was just a rough watch. One of being like, I don't even remember, like 30-29 or something was the final. Hoosick had, you know, 4 shots to win it at the end and couldn't get a shot up, just kept stumbling over their own feet, so to speak. So I took that, and going into their matchup at Granby was like, oh, they'll probably win this. And what I wanted to see most was just like that pedigree, that pride, that's defined Hoosick Valley basketball through 3 coaches through 10-15 years now. And we just hadn't seen it yet, this season. And at times it looked like a team that was just kind of like way too young, lost, not kind of just not fiery. And to go out and beat a Western Mass champion in Granby is a huge step forward. And now if you can't get up for this game, I forget what coach said it, but if you can't get up to this game, you're playing the wrong sport. I think Jerome Edgerton.
That was in his first year. I was there. That was a doubleheader.
I fully expect to see some fire from Husek that we haven't, we weren't at that game out at Granby, but
I think the semifinal loss is different because Husek has lost games in the regular season before. They've lost games by a lot in the regular season before, and so even if you're losing more than usual, if you're a player, especially if you're young, the impact doesn't land quite as much, but their expectation is still Western Mass, and so when you lose in that game, and you lose, like you said, where you could have won it at the buzzer and you missed a bunch of shots to do so, I think that kind of sticks deeper, that hold on a second, this is the place where we're supposed to be great and we're not. What's going on here? We need to kind of hunker down and get this thing. And so I think that's probably helped be, just a legitimate gut check that kind of cuts through the noise. And so, yeah, this is a huge opportunity for both teams. Husek to say, we're still the power. We're going to come back and ruin our rival season. That's been so good. Drury, first Western Mass title in 25 years. And for Drury, once again, this is, we have said they have legitimate state title aspirations, or at least to get to Lowell. And, this is, if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. And this is the legitimate opportunity to do so. This is very much, Husek has been the best team in the state the last 2 years, back-to-back state title winners. And they happen to be your rival, and they happen to be the standard bearer for Berkshire County girls basketball, and you have to go out and you have to beat them. And the good news is, it's at home. It's going to be Friday at 6 o'clock at North Adams. And so it's just very much going to be an interesting case of can Drury exercise all those demons, finally get over that hump, and bring a Final Four trophy to North Adams. And on the boys' side, I saw Husek Valley last night, and Ware came to play. Where it upset the 9 seed, and so Husek is the 8 seed. And Husek had a really, really impressive second half where they locked down defensively, they rebounded really well, they boxed out really, really well, and their offense kind of struggled to hit some threes, and they figured out other things to do. They did really well in transition. Aiden Wicks pulled out a bunch of mid-range jumpers, turnaround, and they were really, really nice. Terrell Johnson was fantastic, and the offense just kind of started clicking, and their defense just clamped down on Ware, gave up 17 points in the second half. And so, or excuse me, they gave up 19. They won the second half 37-19, and they won by almost 20. And so they win going away, and they've been hot. They've been hot. They're on a 5-game winning streak. They won the Class D title, and they're coming into the Drury is the last team to beat them. That was the last game of the regular season, and that was a single-digit game in Cheshire. Now, this game will be in North Adams, and so it'll be very interesting to see how it happens. I imagine it will kind of be a grind, and I think that's how Husek is going to need to play, because Husek likes to play in transition, and they're very good at that, but Drury likes to play fast, too, and if you kind of let Jorge Bond dictate down the court, you're going to be in trouble. And yeah, this is also going to be for, Husek seniors, Aiden Wicks, Quinnell Bradley, Blake Mazio. This is it. This is your one opportunity, because Drury has beaten you 4 straight times. Mm-hmm. And this is your last opportunity to get a win over them, which has not happened since you were sophomores, and to get a Final Four trophy, which you have not had since you were sophomores. And so, can you do it? Can you pull off the upset? We're saying Drury's a state title team. If you get that win, that's kind of how we look at you now. It's just they're looking as good as they have been all season. The emergence of Ian Lieb now at center and Terrell Johnson at power forward has completely changed their defense and what they're able to do to move Quinnell Bradley around. They're playing well, and it'll be interesting to see what happens. That game's Saturday at 4 o'clock at Drury.
Yeah, Husek's second half of this season has been wildly impressive, given what kind of we expected a lot from them early in the season and then had to kind of reset, given what they looked like early with the new head coach and missing some guys. But since that they beat Mount Everett the first time in the regular season, January 21st, I believe their only losses are to Pittsfield and Drury. They lost to Pittsfield by 5, to Drury by 9. And that string includes a big win at Taconic, two wins over Lee,
and then a Western Mass title.
Western Mass title, yeah, where they kind of haven't been like they've been pounding teams pretty much for 2-3 weeks now.
All right, folks. Well, like we said, so we have 8 teams into the quarterfinal round. All that action will be Friday and Saturday. Might see you out there. Good luck to your teams. Good luck with the snow. Have a good rest of your weekend, and take it easy.